Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. Most of you radio listeners will have heard that the cosmologist Professor Stephen Hawking died on the 14th of March, which happens to be the day Einstein was born, and is International Pi Day. Not as in meat pie, but the number pi, since the date in American is 3.14, the value of pi. This is all entirely appropriate. I once ran him over. Cycling fast down Queen's Road in Cambridge, my bike skirted his wheels, wobbled precariously, and I looked back at his motorised wheelchair now climbing up the curb on his way to work. At the time, somewhere in the mid-80s, he had some independence and I swear his middle finger moved. I often saw him or was stopped by the Pelican Crossing on Queen's Road, which that one time he hadn't bothered to operate. What was so great about the man, apart from his intellect, was that he changed our view of disability profoundly. He said in an interview with the New York Times, "My advice to other disabled people would be, concentrate on things your disability doesn't prevent you doing well, and don't regret the things it interferes with. Don't be disabled in spirit as well as physically." Wonderful words, but hard to put into practice when all of us, from time to time, feel feeble. On March the 14th this week, a new paper was released about a phenomenon called Steve, and it's probably just a coincidence of timing and name. Steve is an outstandingly beautiful phenomenon, colourful and striking, and stands for Strong Thermal Emission Velocity Enhancement. Oh, these scientists do like to get creative from time to time. Steve is a kind of aurora that can occur at lower latitudes than normal auroras do, and it gives scientists a glimpse into the interactions of Earth's magnetic field and upper atmosphere. This is a distinctive ribbon of purple light with green accents, which researchers first became aware of after members of a Facebook group called the Alberta Aurora Chasers, which refers to the province in Western Canada, began posting photos of unusual purplish-greenish streaks oriented nearly vertically in the sky. Scientist collaborators coordinated with the Aurora Chasers to combine the dates and times of the phenomenon's appearance with data from the European Space Agency's Swarm satellites, which precisely measure variation in Earth's magnetic field to work out what conditions cause the phenomenon. The better-known auroras, also referred to as the northern and southern lights, form when Earth's magnetic field guides charged particles propelled from the sun around the planet and toward the upper atmosphere at its poles. These solar particles hit neutral particles in the upper atmosphere, producing light and colour visible in the night sky. Steve, on the other hand, seems to form in a different way. There's an electric field in those regions that points poleward and a magnetic field that points downward, and those two together create this strong drift to the west. The flow in Earth's ionosphere pulls charged particles westward, where they hit neutral particles along the way and heat them up, producing upward-reaching streaks of light moving west. Because the phenomenon occurs outside the usual geographic range for frequent auroras, citizen scientists played a particularly valuable role in understanding Steve. Citizen science just means people who aren't paid to do science actually making a contribution, and astronomical observations are one way for ordinary people to be involved in scientific discovery. There is, in fact, a crowd-sourced platform, read website, funded by many people, dedicated to the recording of auroras called, wait for it, Aurorasaurus. And this helps to aggregate observations and help with predictions and analysis. Well, unfortunately, none of this is visible from our shores, and this information here is taken from the US biased website space.com. Well, that's Steve's for today, and a reminder that there is a wonderful artistic exhibition on at the Azeco Museum and Company's Gardens about the people and places connected to astronomy locally. Right, well, that's Steve's for today, and a reminder that there is a wonderful artistic exhibition on at the Azeco Museum and Company's Gardens about the people and places connected to astronomy locally. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FM.